This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Let's continue our journey through the Chiefs schedule. RJ Choppy joins us on the show to talk a little bit more about the Cowboys. RJ, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. Super Bowl in London sounds pretty awful, but I'm doing well.
I'm 100% with you there. Let's start with this. I'm surprised that the league put Chiefs and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I certainly understand the appeal of it, but you know this as well as anybody. Usually it doesn't matter what game they put on Thanksgiving because America's going to watch it anyway. It's Thanksgiving. That's what we do. We watch football. Usually they give us a Giants or a Commanders or a game that we don't really care about. The league really swung big with this one.
Man, I know you were streaming our show because I said the same thing. I said put the Raiders on thing. You know, put like whoever the other, I guess it was maybe the Chargers this year coming to AT&T. You know, usually you want to put a bad game there. You don't need – and like look at baseball, right? Nobody wants the Dodgers on opening day. Opening day is a sellout anyway. Nobody wants the Yankees on opening day. Opening day is a sellout. And you don't need to have a great team come in to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You can have any run-of-the-mill team come in here. It's going to get the same number. It's going to get 30 million people watching this thing nationally because everybody's off, everybody's fat, everybody's full. They're falling asleep on the couch. They want to just watch some football. So you don't need this, but we're going to get a great game, we think, at least a great, you know, two marquee team matchups. You know, whether it's a great game or not, who knows. But that is the middle game of, I would argue, the toughest stretch of any team in the National Football League. The Cowboys play Philly, Kansas City, and Detroit in 3 straight weeks. That's a tough stretch, and that's the middle game.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a tough stretch to me. That sounds like 0-3 for you guys.
Yeah, it does. It does. Now, they're the Cowboys. They'll find a way to win one of the games, and they'll find a way to blow one of the other ones, and then they'll just lose the other one outright. So that's just the way it is. And then they'll find a way to lose to Arizona or the Raiders at some point and blow their season. But that's a tough stretch, and I agree. They're going to be the underdogs in all the games. I look today, the look-ahead lines, outside of the home opener against the Giants, the Cowboys are not any more than a 1.5-point favorite in any game the rest of the year.
RJ, what I love about this series, and we do this every year, is usually the opposing team's guests have so much hope and they're bubbly and optimistic. Everybody's going to exceed expectations. Nobody was a fluke last year. You're the first person that comes on and like, yeah, our team might not be that good this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not that I don't think they'll be that good. I just don't know what Dak Prescott's health is going to be. Like, if you tell me Dak's going to be healthy for 17 games, the Cowboys are going to they're going to be a decent team. They're going to win their, you know, 9, 10, 11 games, depending on a little bit of luck, where it goes one way or the other. That's just the way it is. Dak's a good quarterback. He's not great, but he's a good quarterback, and he usually wins about 10 games. But we don't know. We don't know the health of him. There's a lot of people who are speculating that hamstring isn't healing, you know, the way that he would hope, or at least, you know, he says he could play a game tomorrow, but could he play 17 straight games tomorrow? I don't know. We don't know if he's going to be ready for camp, full go. Like, is he going to be a full go participant in camp? We have a lot of questions that we haven't gotten answers to. We like the offseason for the most part. I love the draft. I like the George Pickens pickup. And I actually like the hire of Brian Schottenheimer. I don't think it's going to be as disastrous as most people. He's a culture guy. He's not an X's and O's guy. He's more of a culture guy. So I don't hate the offseason. It's just a lot about Dak's hamstring and how it is.
At least my perception of the Schottenheimer hire is it just feels very uninspiring. Like, I have a belief in college football that whenever your job is open, we'll see how the rest of coaches feel about it. I mean, you look at LSU, they had an opening. They got Notre Dame's head coach. When USC was looking for somebody, they got Oklahoma's head coach. Like, if you're one of those programs, you get to swing big. You get to get who you want. The Cowboys' job, at least the perception is, hey, this is America's team. You get to coach in the best stadium. They hired Brian Schottenheimer to be their head coach. It just was a very uninspiring hire.
I totally agree. I will say this, though. The amount of people that would want to coach this team is not the same as the amount of people that the Joneses want to coach this team. The Joneses want somebody they're familiar with coaching this team. If you were to ask them, their number one, they want somebody that they know, someone within, quote unquote, the family. And Schottenheimer was here with McCarthy. The Joneses don't like stepping outside their comfort level. They can say on the radio all they want. They don't mind getting uncomfortable. They do not like getting uncomfortable. They want to be in, I mean, you know, Jerry's in his 80s. Like, you don't get outside your comfort zone too often when you're in your 80s. You may talk like you want to, but you really don't.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy here for a couple of more minutes, getting his thoughts on the Cowboys. The Chiefs play them on Thanksgiving this year. I mentioned the over-under at 7.5 for this team. It feels like they're about that. I actually think the over is probably the smart play. I'm with you on the Cowboys. If Dak is healthy, they're a very viable team, but you don't know what his health is from a year-by-year, a game-by-game basis, and that just puts everything for the Cowboys into question.
Absolutely. Smart, if you're the smart bettor, it's a no bet. Like, it's tempting. 7.5 is a tempting number to take the over on. You're probably going to have to pay a little bit of juice. Probably, I think I saw it up to -140. But look, I mean, you just can't predict Dak's health. And they don't have, you know, they don't have Cooper Rush anymore as their backup. They got Joe Milton. Ooh, I'm a Tennessee guy. I love Joe Milton. But, you know, I also know all the faults of Joe Milton, right? And I know that Joe Milton throws the most majestic 80-yard incomplete passes that you've ever seen in your life. So we don't know what's going to happen if Dak gets hurt. That's why the Cowboys over-under total bet is a no play. I just don't think you can, like, realistically have any idea what they're going to be, because you don't realistically have any idea how many games Dak is going to play.
Last thing here, how do you handicap the division? I imagine a lot of people like Philadelphia, certainly makes sense. Not a lot of holes in that roster. There's a lot of optimism around Washington, but you and I see this all the time. A team really exceeds expectations 1 year, and then the next year they win 7 games, injuries happen, and now they're trying to figure things out. Do you guys think that you're a playoff team? Do you think that you're going to be back in that conversation in the NFC?
They have to be 7-3 after the Raider game to be a playoff team, in my opinion. I don't know how you can go to that stretch of 6 games where they've got Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, the Chargers, Washington. They got one other game in there. It's the nightmare stretch of their season. But I will say this. Philadelphia is the class of the division. Nobody repeats in this division. It hasn't happened since 2004. I'm with you on Washington. I like Washington, but we saw C.J. Stroud take a little step back last year, right? The league figures you out. It's time for Jaden to adjust. I think a lot of people thought C.J. may have been better than Jaden coming out, but you know, even he had a step back. So I think the Cowboys are a real live second place team in the East, but this is probably as close as we've had a lot, you know, stranglehold in this division with one team with Philadelphia in a long time.
That is our guy, RJ Choppy, joining us on the show today. He covers the Cowboys. Thanksgiving night, it will be the Chiefs and the Cowboys in the game that I think is going to be the most watched regular season game in the history of the league. RJ, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to catching up with you closer to the fall.
Anytime, Carrington. Thanks, man.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.